This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
So much going on in Trump land. So many good things. So many wild things. So many government conspiracies, though. And they're not conspiracy. In other words, when you say government conspiracies, everybody thinks you're like wearing a tinfoil hat. And that they're not really real. But there really are government conspiracies, and they're real. I'll talk about them on today's show. Let's start with a commentary I wrote for Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. You know, I write there every Thursday and every Sunday. You can find it at LasVegasReviewJournal.com or my website, RootForAmerica.com. By the way, I never even said welcome to USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. I always do that, but I didn't say it this time because I'm so excited to get to my commentary, The Real Russian Collusion Conspiracy. So here it is. I think I've connected the dots in a way nobody else has. And while I'm talking, we'll line up our callers. 833-WAR-TALK, the most caller-friendly show in America, certainly in the history of American TV. I love taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Very few shows have ever taken calls on TV. I started it 27 years ago on national TV. I had a sports show where I took calls on TV, on CNBC. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take your calls as I'm reading my commentary, The Real Russian Collusion Conspiracy, coming out Sunday. The House Intelligence Committee on Friday finally found President Trump innocent of any and all Russian collusion in his presidential campaign. Glory, hallelujah. Maybe now would be a good time to investigate and prosecute the real Russian collusion. No one with a brain ever thought Trump was guilty of any Russian collusion. Trump didn't need Russians to win the election or to fix the election. He only needed 63 million, mostly white, working class and middle class voters, sick and tired of being crapped on, overtaxed, overregulated, destroyed by Obama's obsession with global warming that doesn't exist, destroyed with his obsession on the war on coal, and his obsession for his $1 trillion Obamacare scam. Oh, and be sure to add in Hillary calling Trump supporters deplorable. That might have factored in too. So Trump didn't need any help. But there was more than enough interference, collusion, and conspiracy to go around. It's just that it was all for Hillary. She just managed to become the first politician to ever fix an election and lose. A real true story. Hillary fixed an election and lost. Let's start with FBI interference. More texts from FBI lovebirds Peter Schrock and Lisa Page were released today, Friday. It's very clear there was a full-on conspiracy within the FBI to steal the election from Trump, to commit fraud, to cover up Hillary's crimes, and to frame Trump after his victory. Question, can anyone even imagine the media reaction of a bunch of white, conservative FBI agents were caught in texts mocking and bad-mouthing Barack Obama and talking about fixing an investigation to bring down his presidency? But wait, it gets better. These rogue FBI agents were not just any FBI agents. They were the actual agents running the investigation and overseeing the investigation against the President of the United States. I'd have loved to see the reaction to that anti-Obama FBI conspiracy. So that's the FBI conspiracy. Then there's the FBI interference with the election. Then there's the DNC interference, the Democratic National Committee. Even DNC Chairman Donna Brazile admitted the DNC rigged the presidential primary for Hillary against Bernie Sanders. And then there's the Google interference. New research proves that Google stacked the deck in favor of Hillary and against Trump. Every search on Google was manipulated to make Hillary look good and Trump look bad. Even negative searches about Hillary were suppressed. You couldn't even find the negative information about Hillary. It was put 20 pages in, so nobody would look that far. No one was relentless enough. And then there's the Russian interference. First, there was the infamous Russian Uranium One deal. Hillary approved the sale of about a quarter of our uranium stock to Russia in return for $145 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation, plus a bonus, as a bonus, a $500,000 speech for Bill Clinton. Not bad for a day's work, right? Pretty good pay. Hillary sold the Secretary of State's office to the highest bidder, and remarkably, the highest bidder was Russia. Hillary then tried to fix the presidential election by colluding with Russia. She used a Russian dossier. She filled it with lies from top Russian officials, and then she paid Russia. Both her and the DNC paid Russia, and then they used it to convince the FISA court to issue warrants to allow the FBI to spy on Trump's campaign. And you can bet the crooked FBI leadership handed over to Hillary any and all confidential Trump campaign plans that they overheard while illegally spying on Trump. What a story. Now comes the really important part. Listen closely. The key to any criminal investigation is motive. That's how you know who committed the murder, who committed the theft. It's murder. It's motive, right? It's all about motive. That's how you catch the bad guy. You got to figure out who has the motive. If Russia was fixing the election, who would they have been rooting for? Who did they want to fix it for? And the answer isn't Trump. It's Hillary. That's the motive, fixing the election for Hillary. Why? Because Russia knew how corrupt the Clinton Foundation was. Russia's the one who did the Uranium One deal. They dropped off $145 million in bribes to the Clinton Foundation's offshore accounts. Russia knew how dirty Bill Clinton was. They paid him $500,000 for one speech, and God knows how many other corrupt acts he committed. They also knew how dirty Hillary was. The Russians are internet hackers extraordinaire. They surely knew that Hillary used an illegal personal server. They probably read all 33,000 of her deleted emails. Once she deleted them and pressed delete, they had them. Okay, we may not have them. The U.S. government may not have them. Hillary doesn't have them. The DOJ doesn't have them. The FBI doesn't have them. But Russia has them through WikiLeaks. And they surely intercepted thousands of classified national security documents from Hillary or from Huma or from that pervert Anthony Weiner. And from reading them, they surely knew Hillary fixed the primary against Bernie Sanders, and they surely knew that Hillary was trying to fix the general election against Trump. And the Russians knew Hillary paid for a fake dossier because they were paid by her. They knew she was trying to frame Trump, and it was Hillary's law firm that paid the Russians for the information in that dossier. I'll bet the Russians even know who killed Seth Rich, the DNC staffer. Guarantee you, they know. The Russians know everything. They knew where all Hillary's bodies were buried, excuse the pun. They had all the dirt on Hillary. Hillary's election was Russia's wildest dream. Russia was dying for Hillary to be elected president of the United States. What a perfect blackmail scheme. Hillary was the most perfect blackmail candidate in the history of politics, meaning there's never been a person who did more bad things that someone knew about that they could blackmail them about. So guess what happened next? Hillary's mentor, Saul Alinsky, always said, blame the other guy for what you do. In other words, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. Hence, Hillary and the Democrats, knowing that they were the ones with the Russian collusion and the Russian interference and the Russian scandal, decided to make one up and blame it on Trump. And here we now sit. So not only have I put together each part of the Russian collusion and the Russian interference and the Russian collusion, scandal, conspiracy, etc., but I've also given you the motive. Don't you understand? The motive is blackmail. That's the greatest thing you could ever trade in politics is blackmail. If you know someone's having an affair, if you know somebody's killed somebody, if you know somebody has cheated, lied, cheated on their taxes, committed fraud, sold out the uranium stock in the United States, had an extortion scheme called the Clinton Foundation, you've got the perfect blackmail opportunity. And that's exactly what happened. I think it's all written out in black and white right there. All right, good news today, and I mentioned it in this P-led House panel, Intelligence Committee cleared the Trump campaign in the Russian probe of wrongdoing. Good news. We also heard there's a cabal of wealthy donors who financed the Trump-Russia investigation. A group of wealthy donors from New York and California, where else, have forked out $50 million to fund an investigation being conducted by Christopher Steele. You know, the guy who made the dossier, the ex-spy, Fusion GPS and a former Senate staffer for Dianne Feinstein. This was a bombshell revelation in the footnotes to the House Intelligence Committee's newly released report. So it's all about money, and it's all about billionaires on the liberal side putting up money to try and frame Donald Trump and fix the case against Donald Trump. But they just can't win. Yeah, Trump is cleared. And Lindsey Graham said today Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Lindsey Graham's a never-Trumper. He's a thorn in Trump's side. He deserves the Nobel Peace Prize if North Korea ends the nuclear program. At the same time, Congressman Luke Messer, Republican of Indiana, announced his intentions to nominate President Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize today, following the historic agreement to end the 65-year-old war in the Korean Peninsula and work towards denuclearization. There's a famous never-Trump website out there called Red State. They finally shut down over lack of interest today and laid off almost their entire staff. I'm telling you, there's only one way to go, folks. It's support Donald Trump. The man's great, and all the people who are against him one by one are getting knocked out and knocked down. Here's the last story I'll tell you about. We don't have much time in this first segment of the show. But students stormed a library, a college library, to denounce conservative hate speech. And it was at Columbia University, my alma mater. Columbia University. When I went there, the students all called themselves communists, Marxists, socialists. And today, nothing has changed. 35 years later, there's still a bunch of commie pinko radicals. And they called, because Dennis Prager spoke in there, Ann Coulter spoke in there, Anthony Scaramucci spoke in there. They call them white supremacists. And they want Columbia to, they want to decolonize Columbia. They use the same kind of words they used when I went there. It's just an absolute joke. Columbia University, like Berkeley, on both coasts, two communist institutions as bad as they get in the United States, Columbia and Berkeley. And wait till the heads explode of liberals when I show up on the Columbia campus to give my speech on what's happening in America, what happened under Obama, who really either never went to Columbia or went there and never showed up to class, as my classmate, never saw him, and what great things Trump's doing. Wait till I get there. Wayne Allery, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129, buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Very tough emotional moment just now. I was watching the NFL draft. Dallas Cowboys were making their pick, and they brought out onto the stage Bob Lilly, one of the greatest players in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. That's not the emotional part. The emotional part is they brought a family out, a wife and four kids. Their father had been killed in Afghanistan. A member of the United States military representing our country gave the ultimate sacrifice and died and left four beautiful kids. And it's tough watching something like that. Very tough. Just some great people in the military. Can't believe a family loses their dad. Never sees him again. For us. Sacrifices for us. It's amazing. Just amazing. They'll never see their dad again. A wife will never see her husband again. And they do it for us. And there's liberals out there who couldn't care less, who don't like the military, don't respect the military. Very tough. All right. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, trying to maintain my exposure, Newsmax TV, love the vets out there. Can't believe anybody's willing to die for their country and somebody would not love them, somebody would not believe in them, somebody would not understand what a great country we have. Greatest country in world history. The American exceptionalism that we have is because of the military. Still can't believe there were moments in the Vietnam War where people came home and they spit on them and called them baby killers and said terrible things about them. They're willing to die or lose their limbs. For us, still amazing to me. And that's the difference between us, you and me, watching the show, all of you out there, or who listen to the show. We love the military. We just love them and just greatly appreciate what they do every single day. All right. And we can't stand the hypocrisy of liberals. The next story I was going to talk about, by the way, is there's a video online. You got to go to the Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com. Check out the video of Upper West Side liberals who lose their minds when the school announces plans to bring in more black and minority underperforming kids. It's the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It's the richest people in America. And in that district, they voted 89% for Hillary Clinton for President of the United States in 2016. So every parrot you're looking at is white. Every one of them's liberal. They all voted for Hillary. And they freak out on video when they hear that 25% of the seats in their school will now be reserved for minority underperforming students. And I've always said liberals are the biggest hypocrites in the entire world and the biggest racists in the entire world. And the proof's right in front of you on the video. The proof is in the pudding. All right, we'll take some calls. We've got a guest today at half past the hour, so a little fewer calls than usual. We'll take John in New York City. Speaking of New York City, a lot of liberal hypocrites. Hopefully he is a conservative. We'll see. John, line three, New York City. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing? Is this Wayne?
Yes, it is. You're on with Wayne on national TV and radio. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne?
Good. What's on your mind?
I love what you have to say. It's really
Thanks.
Great. But my question to you is, do you feel that the Russians are playing both ends of the field? And my question to you is this, is because I can go from one side of my news thing, you know, the CNN side, and, you know, they're totally on their side. And then I go over to Fox, and I hear the Fox side. And then I start to think to myself, is the Russians playing both sides of the field? Because all of a sudden now this so-called lawyer all of a sudden admits that, you know, she's an informant. And I start to think to myself, if I was the Russians, let me think about it from their point of view. How do I destroy something? You know, I make both ends feel like the middle is the problem. And, you know, you kind of divide the country in this kind of opinion, which I'm seeing personally on a personal level, because I talk to a lot of people and I, you know, listen, whether I like something or not, I might not like Donald Trump, but some of the things he does, I have to admit, is exactly what I would have done. You know, I go, oh, wow, that was the smartest thing. I can't believe this guy has the guts to do this.
That's what I said 95% of the time. Other than the omnibus bill, yes, everything.
What?
I said, other than the omnibus bill that he signed, every single thing he's done since the day he became president, I would have been there with him. I'm on his side. I would have done the same thing.
Right. You signed that bill to
hold
accountable for like Backpage when he signed the bill.
That
they're
going to
be held
about.
accountable for child.
Yeah, that's an issue I'm not familiar with. That's not one. I'm talking about the omnibus bill. That's the spending bill where you approved, you know, $1 trillion in new spending. I think that was a giant mistake. But other than that, I'm with him at all times. As far as your question, John, just look, I'm very clear. I don't think Russia's bad. I don't think Russia's good. Russia's out for only Russia. We're out for America. We're out for the United States. We care about our people under Donald Trump. Russia only cares about Russia. So it's not they're bad or they're good. They're out for themselves. You've always got to know that in everything you do with them. There are times we could partner with them, and they'll be our friends, like fighting ISIS and radical extremists. Muslim extremists, and there are times where they are absolutely our enemies. And so you just have to always understand Russia is out for Russia. Don't ever think of them as good or bad. They're just out for Russia. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
I'll be meeting with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks as we seek to denuclearize the North Korean area and the entire Korean peninsula.
President Donald Trump making remarks today outside the White House. Now, the president did also meet with the U.S. Olympian and Paralympian athletes outside the White House, where he praised them for their accomplishments. The outbreak of E. coli in romaine lettuce has expanded with 98 people across 22 states falling ill. That's according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention today. The CDC has warned people across the country do not eat romaine lettuce unless they can prove it was not grown in Yuma, Arizona, where the outbreak began last month. One farm in Yuma, Arizona has already been identified as a source of the lettuce, but two others are being investigated as well. So far, no deaths have been reported due to the E. coli outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root War now. USA Radio Newsmax TV. By the way, you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Answer all my own emails, wayneroot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax. Let them know what you think of the show. If you enjoy the show, let them know, war@newsmax.com. And you can check my out all my commentaries, all my videos, all my opinions on politics at Root. But at the moment, we're not going to take calls for one segment because we've got a guest. We've got Marina Medvin, criminal defense attorney in Virginia, but she's a contributor to Town Hall and the Washington Examiner. She wrote a commentary the other day that caught my eye, and I liked it enough that I so rarely have guests on the TV show, as all of you know. Most of the time, it's just me talking to you. But I saw it, and I said, I've got to have her on because she was talking about Bernie Sanders and his threats of economic slavery. And in the article, it appears that she is from Russia and understands what it's really like to live in a communist country. And Bernie Sanders, this moron, is trying to make us into a socialist country. Socialism is the economic system of a communist country. No one quite understands that in America. And the kids who say they like socialism are such morons. They have no idea what socialism is really like. The suffering and the shared misery that people live in, the wasted lives because of some idiot who wants to control your life and control your income. So I thought it was great to have her on. So without further ado, Marina Medvin is on the show. Hi, Marina. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm doing great. How are you?
So if I read the story correctly, you yourself are from Russia originally, correct?
That is correct. Born and raised there for the first 7 years of my life. So I've got a pretty good memory of a terrible childhood out there.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit. Educate us, because so many people are not educated as to how horrible socialism and communism really are as an economic system and as a political system. I mean, as a political system, 100 million people were murdered in the last century because of communism. But as an economic system, how many people lived lives of total, complete misery? Tell us what it was really like in Russia under socialism.
Well, I'll tell you why I even wrote the column in the first place. Because every time I see Bernie Sanders out there in the news, in the media, telling the American people that socialism is wonderful, that it's great, you know, parading around like it's the best thing ever, and it's a secret, a wonderful secret, and he wants to share it with us. And I know liberals have hijacked the word offensive, and they use it indiscriminately, but let me tell you, I am offended, in the true sense of the word, offended every time he says that, because I lived through that socialism, okay? And I didn't even get the worst part of it, because I got to get out. I was lucky. My parents took me out, but my parents lived through it. Their parents lived through it. And those are the people who could really tell you stories. But what I remember is seeing trucks pull up to courtyards where we would live in apartment buildings. By the way, we didn't choose to live there. It's wherever the government placed you. And we'd see these trucks, and you'd run to the truck, and you'd get in line and wait. You didn't know what you were waiting for. You didn't know what the truck was selling or giving out, but you waited. You know why? Because we didn't have stuff. The commerce that's in America, the wealth, the ability to go into a store and see 20 types of cereals on the shelf, that doesn't exist in a socialist country. Bernie actually once said, I don't remember when this was, but he actually said it would be great if we only had one or two things to choose from. But that's what he was talking about, this lack of choice. That's what these trucks were. They would pull up, and you would just go and see if you could get stuff, whatever it was. You would get shoes, let's say size 9, but you're a size 2. Shoe size 9 means nothing to you. It doesn't matter. You take them. Why? You trade them later. Someone else will pick something you needed. And that's what socialism was. You didn't get to go to a store and pick stuff. You couldn't go and shop around. And welcome to America. What do we have in America here? We've got everything, right? America's wonderful.
Everything. Nothing but choice.
Amazon. All these companies competing for business. America is wonderful.
Marina, I want to. We're talking to Marina Medvin, and I want to make sure people know it's not just that people have nothing and that they have nothing to trade and that they wait for the truck to come. I think the more important point to make is it's starvation. You don't have enough food in Venezuela. The average human has lost 24 pounds in Venezuela. Matter of fact, that was a headline a month ago. It's probably 25 pounds by now. So you're starving. Do you remember as a kid having no choice of food either? That's what's important.
The lack of food choice is important. Yes, it is. Here's the thing. Where we lived, it was a little bit better than Venezuela because people weren't starving. Everyone was thin. You didn't really have fat people, I'll tell you that much. You didn't have anyone fat or overweight. But you weren't starving to death because you could find scraps. You'll find something. But you didn't have variety, and you didn't have fruits and vegetables. You didn't have things like bananas orange juice. Those were two of the first things I saw in America, and I was just shocked by these amazing things. Orange juice, it was historic for me. It was wonderful. But they didn't have those choices. So we didn't have proper nutrition either. A lot of Russians have really bad teeth. Well, yeah, because they don't really have good nutrition. And we didn't have vitamins. We didn't have medicine. There was no anesthesia, no Novocaine. You know, people had to have their teeth drilled without getting numbed first.
Wow.
People had to go to doctors, be operated on. They didn't have anesthesia. My dad had his appendix removed when he was 12 years old. And he was telling the story of how he had to just suffer through the pain afterwards, because it's not like you could get a painkiller. It's not like America. These are things we take for granted, the ability to get painkillers.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable story. So tell us what Bernie's plan is. I believe I remember correctly, you know, obviously you're going to need massive taxation and massive regulation in order to pay for free health care for all. I think it was free college for all. It was reparations, and it was a basic guaranteed income for all, right? Wasn't that Bernie's plan? I mean, what's the difference between that and socialism slash communism? I think nothing, right?
No, no, there's nothing. And you can't achieve that unless somebody's working their butts off, like you and I. You said in the article you wrote most recently, you're working 60-plus hours a week, and so do I. And people like us are the ones who are going to be taxed for our labors. And guess what? We're going to stop working that hard, because if everything we do gets taken from us, what's the point of working so hard? So we're just not going to be producing as much either. And all of our money, everything we're making, whatever we are making, is going to go towards these programs, and people get to, in these public works that he was talking about, they get to do whatever they want, art projects for work, because that's necessary for the economy, art projects. He's talking about art studios. It blew my mind.
Well, it becomes a vicious cycle, does it not? We're talking to Marina Medvin, and I think what destroys an economy, what brought down the Soviet Union and bankrupted them, brought them to their knees, was that if everybody, just like Cuba, if everybody is guaranteed the same money, whether you work or you don't, whether you work hard or you don't work hard, whether you work at all or you don't, then nobody wants to work. And if no one wants to work, then, of course, the economy collapses. So it's just a fact of life. You and I are not going to put in 60-hour weeks if you can't make more than, say, $30,000 a year. If everyone's limited to that, and if you stay home and watch cartoons and Dr. Phil and Jerry Springer and you make the same $30,000, then all things considered, I'd rather stay home and watch Dr. Phil and Jerry Springer and cartoons and sleep late and be home with my kids than go to work and be gone all day, 18 hours a day. If all things are equal, I'm not going to work if you take my ability and opportunity and mobility away. And so that's what happens in a Russia. Correct, Medina? Correct, Marina Medvin?
Of course. Why would you work? And not only that, he's talking about art projects, right? Wouldn't you rather draw than work your butt off? Of course. Anyone would draw. Sure. Let's all go draw. And then what? We don't have a commerce. We don't have an economy. And like I said, we all become poor. That's what I keep saying. It's his campaign slogan. It needs to be, why should some be rich when we could all be poor, right? Because that's what socialism is. We're all equal, equally poor.
Shared misery. Right. You've got another commentary that's out in the Washington Examiner, getting off the socialism-Marxism topic, because obviously you and I agree and our audience agrees that Bernie Sanders would destroy the entire United States overnight. It'd be over. There's no reason to work anymore. But let's move on. Your article is about Clinton's donors, and you believe they could still face an investigation over a massive campaign finance scandal. So tell us which scandal du jour we're talking about here, because there's so many involving the Clintons, I can't keep up with them all. Which one is this one?
So this is regarding a pro-Donald Trump PAC. It's a political action committee. And the attorney for the political action committee, his name is Dan Backer. Dan Backer filed this complaint. And in the complaint, he alleges $84 million of money laundering, basically. So the mathematics, and this is really complex, but the mathematics with how much you could donate to a candidate versus a PAC, et cetera, it's complex.
I got to correct you on something. You said it was a pro-Donald Trump PAC. You must mean an anti-Donald Trump.
No. Hmm? The pro-Trump PAC filed a complaint.
Against Hillary or against a PAC?
Against Hillary Clinton. Against Hillary Clinton's, what was it called? The HVC. It's a committee. The Hillary Victim, I'm sorry.
Victory
the Hillary
committee?
Victory Fund. And
Victory Fund.
What
so that's
it
a PAC, too.
It is, yes. And they figured out the campaign mathematics. So basically in 2016 with the women, they could solicit up to about $356,000 from each supporter because they were saying that the money is going to us and to the DNC and 32 state party committees. Well, it turns out all the money is going to Hillary Clinton's campaign. So the Hillary Victory Fund, the HVF, it ends up being like a money laundering scheme. And it's interesting because the DNC knew about it. They all knew about it. Politico in 2016 wrote an article on it. Brazil wrote about it in her 2017 book. They knew she's laundering money. This campaign is laundering money. So the question is this legal? Dan Backer says it's not based on his complaints. And he's saying that it's in excess of the limits an individual is able to contribute. So the article that I wrote is about whether or not individuals who contributed have any criminal liability for their contribution. Because technically, if you contribute over $25,000 in excess, then you can be criminally charged for an offense. And these people did more than that. It was more than $25,000.
Marina, the problem is in America, we may not be a communist socialist country yet. Bernie Sanders doesn't control yet, but it sure seems like the swamp is in charge, and nobody on the left ever gets charged with anything, do they? It sure seems like only Republicans in a Trump administration get charged. It seems like nobody ever gets charged under Jeff Sessions on the left. I don't know if we could change that. Marina Medvin, criminal defense attorney, Alexandria, Virginia, contributor to Town Hall. Thank you, Marina. Thanks for coming on. We don't want to be Russia. That's for sure. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Wayne Allyroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
War now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, welcome back. Wayne on the Root War now. Full line of callers waiting to get on. We'll take the one who's waiting the longest. Rob from Florida on line one. Rob, you're on with Wayne on the Root on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. How are you, Rob? What's on your mind tonight?
Very good. The Power of Rentless. Everybody needs to get that book. It's a fantastic book. I couldn't hardly put the thing down. Fantastic book. Love you for making that book there, Wayne.
Listen, thank you, Rob.
I got a little beef with you. Look. You got a team out there that won 7-0 last night out in Vegas, the Golden Knights. But we're sitting here talking about Roger go to hell. We stopped watching football. We're Trumpers. This is what we are. We're deplorable Trumpers. We don't even want to hear about that National Football League, buddy.
I mean, well, you know,
I
gave up the NFL this year. I watched 5 games, maybe 6 games the whole year. I usually watch that in the weekend. You know, I've got 5 TV set up and DirecTV where I can watch every single game. So I'm watching 5 games at once. I might watch 10 games on a Sunday. I watched 6 the whole year. So I really gave up football. I lost all my interest and got disgusted. But now I think the whole national anthem issue is behind us. These are college players, none of whom knelt. I love the Dallas Cowboys. It's a little kid. Can never give it up, man. I love them. I love them.
They never, this guy never even said he was sorry. He's done nothing.
Well, he's gone. Colin Kaepernick's gone. He's gone. No one's going to let him back in the
NFL. He's gone, and it was the first jersey we burned. We burned hundreds of jerseys. Okay?
Good.
There's not anything coming back. We're Trumpers. We're deplorable. That's what we are. We're going to stick by that.
All right.
Everything else, I agree with you 100%, but I'm not going back to that National Football League. It won't be seen in my house. And by the way, I get it for free, too. So I don't pay anything for all
this. I'm glad you recognize the greatness of
DirecTV, but I don't watch it.
Rob, I'm glad you recognize the greatness of the Vegas Golden Knights because they are a great team. 7-0 win last night. And they're on their way to the Stanley Cup, and it's just a miracle story. An expansion team in their first year that has a chance now to win the Stanley Cup. The entire ball of wax already won their first round playoff game 4-0 in a sweep. I believe first expansion team to ever do that in history. And the first time any expansion team has even made the playoffs, let alone won. Few of them won with an asterisk next to their name. There was a year where they were guaranteed they'd get in. But in general, in the history of sports, the greatest expansion team ever, the Vegas Golden Knights, no question. But, you know, listen, it's very hard when you've loved the Cowboys and the New York Yankees, too, by the way, since I was a little boy. Very hard to ever get over that love. Most men love football. Most men love the NFL. Most men love one specific team. I love the Dallas Cowboys. That'll never change. It's hard to get over that. They killed me for 1 year and took my enthusiasm away, but my enthusiasm is back again for this year. Anyway, I appreciate your enthusiasm for my show. Much more important. I really appreciate that, Rob. Thank you for the call. Let's take line three, Sandra in California. Sandra, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, Sandra. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. I just wanted to give two shout-outs for First Lady. I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And for President Trump, for what he was doing in North Korea and how he got those two presidents to come together and how exciting that was to see him step over to South Korea, I believe it was. But it was very nice. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to both of them.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I've been remiss in not wishing a happy birthday to Melania, the First Lady of the United States, this week, Melania Trump. Happy birthday to you. Great First Lady and a classy First Lady. Just wonderful. And I agree with you. And, of course, I already mentioned in this show and also my radio show that there are people out there, congressmen and senators, even Lindsey Graham, who hates Trump, who are now suggesting Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. So lots of good things happening. It's been a good week in Trump land. Good, solid week, and Democrats are on the run, FBI on the run, Comey on the run, McCabe on the run. I hope soon to say Mueller on the run. We'll see. With Rudy Giuliani on his tail, it should be Mueller on the run soon. All right, let's take Dave in California. Line three might be the last call of the night. We got one other holder. We'll see. Dave, keep it tight. Keep it quick. I want to get two more calls in. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Wayne, you know that story you told about the soldier and the family standing there? It reminded me of my friend Skip, when his friend had did a 1968 Vietnam tour, a whole year, saw all kinds of action, came home, survived the Vietnam War. They're walking off the tarmac, and at that year, of course, the 68 protesters were in full force.
Yeah.
They're walking off the tarmac, and a protester throws a brick over the fence, hits his friend in the head, and he dies instantly.
You're kidding.
This is the kind of people, yeah.
The guy who died was a soldier who just got back?
They were walking down the tarmac as protesters were yelling at him, screaming at him, and somebody threw a brick over the fence. His friend was killed instantly, and he survived a whole year tour of action in Vietnam.
That should have been the biggest news story in America. No, I've never heard that story in my life.
In 68? Are you kidding? It was going on everywhere. I'll tell you, it was a sad, sad year, 68, what they were doing to the soldiers. It's so disheartening that, you know, you see these families. So many people could care less. It's really a shame. I mean, I just, that story you told would hurt the families. I could feel her pain, believe me. I know what the family's going through.
I felt
so,
that.
But anyway.
It was tough to even get through the segment. I just been watching it. And Chris, my board op, said in my ear, Wayne, ready to go. And I turned around. I just been watching it. It was so hard to hang together, man, keep it together. I can't tell you. To see four beautiful kids up there and a wife, and there's no father anymore, no husband anymore. And they did that for us. God bless the military out there. All the soldiers. Thank you, Dane, by the way, California. And more callers on the line. We could get you today. Please call us on Monday. We'll get back to everyone we can on Monday. We'd love to hear from all of you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Have a great weekend. All the military, my gosh, all the veterans, all the police, all the first responders, put your lives on the line for us. We love you. We pray for you. Be safe. We'll see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.